Let's turn now to God's Word in Proverbs chapter 18. In Proverbs chapter 18, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 24. Proverbs 18, verses 1 through 24. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. These are God's words. Let's give our attention to them. For they are the living, breathed out word of God. Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and has a high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. The lot causeth contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Those are God's words. The chapter before us seems to have a couple common themes. First, the fool. Who is it that is a fool? Verse 2, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. And verse 6, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. Verse 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. And much like the fool who has a wicked tongue, a tool the Lord gives us to praise him, but the fool who speaks deceitful words says, verse 4, the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. That's all good. But then he says, verse 8, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Verse 13, he that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. And verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And instead of being like the fool, we ought to turn to the Lord. Verse 10. Because He is, it says here, a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Our safety is found in Him alone. Wise words that are often needed, but especially for elders, yet for all. Verse 17. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. All right, when somebody comes, they tell you their side of the story, they seem right. Until another person comes and gives the other side of the story. And so we need to, before we answer, we need to hear both sides, especially elders and our being discerning. Remember in all that we are learning here, friends, in the book of Proverbs, that wisdom is found alone in Jesus Christ. We're given verse 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And Christ is a friend to all believers that sticks closer than a brother. And to Him, therefore, let us show ourselves friendly and honor Him with our tongues and seeketh after wisdom. Let's pray together. Our Father, we give You praise once again for the wisdom You grant to us here. We pray that You would turn our hearts, that there would be true wisdom in our lives. For we know wisdom is skill in living as we live after and following after Jesus Christ, Your Son, and our Lord and our Savior. We pray that we would follow after the King, walking in the path that He leads us in according to Your Word. And Father, we do praise You. We're thankful that You have taught us about the tongue, and often we have failed when it comes to the tongue. How many times myself, as well as probably all of us here, answer a matter before we even hear the whole thing. And sometimes we want to speak, ignoring even those who are speaking to us, what they're saying, just so we can get our own words in. And Father, we pray that You would forgive us of these sins, of being the fool, of seeking to destroy and disrupt instead of encourage and praise You. Father, we pray that You would convict us of just knowing that one simple fact, that the same mouth that we curse with is the same mouth we often use to praise You. And Father, we pray that You would turn us from all cursing and all of taking Your name in vain, of all using the words, the mouth You've given to us to slander, to lie, to gossip, to deceive, to deny when we ought to affirm, and to affirm when we ought to deny. Father, help us that we would not be living abominable lives unto You, blaspheming Your name, nor dishonoring Your name, even in our lives, and being the fool. Father, make us wise in Christ Your Son. Make us bold to be faithful, that we would, unlike Peter, we would affirm that Jesus Christ is our friend, and our Savior, our Lord, and not deny Him. And Father, we ask that You would also be praised. Praised as You have given us of Your Son. And all who believe on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We pray that You would grant that salvation to everyone here today, if they are far from You and who don't know You, but You would send Your Spirit in power and change hearts, even the hearts of Your people, and call them to come unto Christ from their sin. And we would find in you our strong tower, our safety in you alone, and not in the things of this world, not in man, but in you. Not even in our job, not in our wealth or property, but in you alone. Because all those things can be taken away. But you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, we do praise you. We're thankful for the good news of Jesus Christ. We're thankful that you receive us, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, the many sins that we've committed even this very day, of breaking the Sabbath day, that we have made it to be a day of common things like every other day. Well, Father, forgive us of these things. Father, make us to be a generous people, to serve one another, especially those of the household of faith. Grant us the opportunity today to evangelize, to tell of the good news of Jesus Christ to our children, to one another, to our neighbors, to our family and friends. Again, that your name would be praised. Lord, sanctify us and cleanse us. Put to death the sin that remains within us. And make us to be faithful and holy unto you. That we would, even in our lives, live for you. That men and women and children of the world would see our good works in union with Christ your Son. And glorify you, the Father in heaven. And Father, moreover, we ask that you would lift us up, those who are downcast, struggling in their souls. Father, we pray that you would lift them up and cause them to stand firm in Christ your Son. Those who are filled with joy and encouragement in Christ, continue that, Father, we pray. And continue to work in all of our hearts. That our hearts would be clean and pure. And moreover, we pray for our bodies, asking for your help. We praise you that the Gordetskys are here and feeling better. We do pray that you'll be with Jeannie and any others who may not be feeling well today. Father, we ask that you would be with Kendall and Carla as they're away. Keep them safe and bring them home safely as well. And we ask that you would also provide for our congregation, that we'd be able to continue worshiping you. Pray that you would make us faithful in worshiping you. Are there any places where we are going in our traditions or the ways of man? Lord, strengthen and embolden the elders to turn back to you and turn the congregation back to you in your ways. That all the high places, all the altars would be torn down and your name would be praised. Father, we pray also for our children. We pray that you would turn their hearts unto you, that this would be the day to hear the gospel once again and they hear and believe as your Spirit is sent forth. We pray for all the children. We pray for more children. That you would bless us with many more. That you would continue to grow your church and your kingdom. And so we pray even for those in the womb, you would turn their hearts even to you this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.